my life before Christ and how I came to know Christ. I grew up in a church, kind of. My dad would go to work on Sundays and drop me and my two siblings off at a local Methodist church. My parents wanted us to learn good moral values, so we're best to drop us off at church. They never expected us to ever become Christians. From elementary school through middle school, I attended several churches, vacation Bible schools, and each one of them had a call at the end, an altar call. And I would go up there every single time because I wasn't sure if I was saved. So in a sense, I've been saved about a dozen times. It was more like an insurance policy, you know, just in case. But I knew that it was more than just an insurance policy. I knew that there was heaven, there was a hell, and I knew at that time where I would most likely be at. Even though I was saying that God was my Savior, I wasn't quite ready yet to give Him everything. Until my senior year in high school, I ran into two problems. One, I had a girlfriend who broke up with me, broke my heart. And second thing was that my grades were slipping. Now, for an Asian culture, that means my parents wanted me to have straight A's. I had one A minus, and it felt shameful just to have that one A minus. And it just made me feel like I just wanted to die. Now, the cool thing is about our God, He knows us better than we know ourselves. And He also knows how and when to best reach us. So I had a close high school friend who was a believer. He knew what I was going through, and he actually gave me my first ever Christian music that I'd ever heard of. And one of the songs on there, from a group called Petra, was a song, "It Is Finished." This song made me realize that what Jesus did for me, it was a humbling experience that made me realize that I needed to bow down before Jesus, not just as my Savior, but also as my Lord, and truly give my life to Him. And it was at this point in my life that I was born again. And the song, Petra, It Is Finished, goes like this. In the heat of the early morning, on a hill they call the Skull, the roaring of the angry mobs had settled to a lull. All eyes were cast upon the man whose hands and feet were bound. They saw him cry in anguish when they heard the hammer pound. They saw the bloody woven thorns with which his head was crowned. They watched the bloody cross of wood be dropped into the ground. The soldiers gambled for his clothes. They watched them win and lose. They saw the sign above his head that said, King of the Jews. They searched his face for anger, for vengeance in his stare. Instead of eyes that burned with hate, a look of love was there. He prayed for their forgiveness and bowed his battered head. and no one knew the meaning of the final words he said. It is finished. And the sky grew black as the night. It is finished. And the people scattered in fright. The work has been done. Redemption had been won. The war was over without a fight. It is finished. The provisions had been made. The foundation had been laid. He paid the ransom due and tore the temple veil in two and opened up the way for me and you. It is finished. So my life since I came to know Christ, when I came to know Christ, everything changed. My love for the Lord kept growing. At church, I used to love to sing. Now I was worshiping Him. When I went to college, I got involved with InterVarsity Christian Fellowship. Within that first semester, the Lord started to give me words for songs. The first song I wrote was in 1990, and it just kept flowing, song right after one another. But then it stopped. In 1994, I was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. And at age 21, I was completely devastated. I couldn't think straight, started having panic attacks. It was like being on a roller coaster ride, ups and downs, emotionally and spiritually. My life with God during this period of time was flatline. Very, very dry time. But our God is faithful. Though my walk with God was a roller coaster, I knew He had never left me. He helped calm my spirit through my praying and believing in Philippians 4, 6 through 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. God did not give me any new songs to write until 2012, when my walk with Him began to get back on track, began to experience His blessings again, and got reconnected to the church and started reading the Bible more consistently. So who is Christ to me? Romans 3, verses 10 through 12, verses 18 and 21 through 25 reminds me of who I was without God and who I am now through Jesus' grace, redeeming grace. As it is written, there is no one righteous, not even one. There is no one who understands. There is no one who seeks God. All have turned away. They have together become worthless. There is no one who does good, not even one. There is no fear of God before their eyes. But now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. This righteousness is given through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference between Jews and Gentiles, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by the grace through which, through the redemption that came by Jesus Christ. God presented Christ as a sacrifice of atonement through the shedding of his blood to be received by faith. And another song that I have that reminds me, captures the best of who Jesus is to me, and it's Christ in me. Christ in me is to live, to die is to gain. Christ in me is to live, to die is to gain. He's my King, He's my song, He's my life, He's my joy, He's my strength, He's my sword, He's my peace, He's my Lord. Christ in me is to live, to die is to gain.